Clear Body and Mind welcomes Linda Clark to our platform. Utilizing the modalities of hypnotherapy, neuro-linguistic programming, life coaching, Antonia massage therapy, and Imago counseling processes, Linda helps her clients to become the best that they can be. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you, Taryn.
Linda, I see that you are very well educated and know much about the field of alternative healing and coaching. So let's chat a little bit about each of the modalities that you are involved with. We don't really have the time to chat about everything, so just please help us understand a few. Is it okay if we can start with hypnotherapy?
Yes, we can.
Sure, fabulous. Now, there is a lot of taboo around this concept of hypnotherapy, so please help us ease our minds and explain what this type of healing is all about.
Okay, so look, there's a lot of mystery about hypnosis, negative and positive, and quite often a person can have unrealistic expectations or they're afraid of it. So essentially what hypnosis is, it's a trance state. This is normal, it's a natural state that we move into and out of many times in our daily life. That might be when we're watching TV, or when we're praying, or when we're daydreaming. So a trance state can also be induced when somebody else focuses our attention, and that essentially is what a hypnotist does. So look, if we can just focus just for a minute on the natural trance state that I mentioned, mm-hmm. watching TV, or praying, or daydreaming, we can ask ourselves, are we losing control? Are we unconscious? Is somebody messing with our mind? And of course, the answer is no. If we were to practice a religious ceremony, if we were part of a ceremony, and the religious leader led us through the ritual of prayer, essentially, that is hypnosis. And we have a choice there whether we do it or not. But now, in this state, we have access to our subconscious mind, which is the storehouse of all of our experiences. And it drives our emotions and our behavior in our everyday waking life. So you might ask, once in this state, what can we actually achieve therapeutically? So there are a few things that I'd like to focus on today. Firstly, we can access our past, and we may be able to recall things more vividly and easily. Mm-hmm. We're often more likely to remember events with all of our senses. So it's not a aha thinking memory, it's more of a felt memory, really the deeper structure of our being. So past disturbing or traumatic experience that can continue to carry an emotional charge for us can be resolved. They can be integrated so that the necessary learning remains, but the emotional and energetic arousal is reduced. So, secondly, we can change our habits, our beliefs, and our feelings and behavior. This is because the subconscious mind is suggestible. As I've said, we've got access to the subconscious. So the subconscious, combined with visualization and suggestion, creates new neural pathways. I'll just correct there. I said suggestions that are combined with visualization actually creates the new neural pathways. So mm-hmm. thirdly, and what I feel, and most importantly, the state of hypnosis provides many therapeutic effects. This is because whatever happens in the mind is mirrored in the body, and we can change the effects of the body with hypnosis. So when we enter into a state of hypnosis, there's a measurable decrease in heart rate, blood pressure, breathing rate, the stress hormone levels and muscle tension. And most people experience a wonderful feeling of relaxation. When in this state, all the systems of the body are working together. Now, the opposite of that, of course, is stress. The stress hormones affect our physical body, our heart rate, our blood pressure. It affects our hormones, and this has impact on all the systems of our body, our immune system, and particularly our fertility. I have specialist training in enhancing fertility using hypnosis, and this is something that I'm really, really passionate about. I've been in a situation myself where I battled to become pregnant, and if you can bring all the systems of the body to work together in harmony, everything works better. So look, the good news is that hypnosis is a tool that can be learned. I do this. I teach people how to do this, because once a person has learned to induce this state on their own, they can use this to benefit themselves on an ongoing basis. We can counteract the effects of stress and anxiety, we can sleep better, we can manage pain. And do you know, Taryn, in this state we release endorphins, and they are our natural anesthesia. Do you know they're 200 times stronger than chemical anesthesia?
Sure, wow.
I've had many, many years' experience teaching women how to use this for natural childbirth.
Yeah.
So this is an aspect of hypnosis that I am specifically passionate about. I really love to give my clients tools, tools that they can use in their everyday waking life.
Now, Linda, would you say that the concept of meditation is also a state of self-hypnosis?
Correct. Yes.
Ah, okay. All right. Thank you so much for that info.
Yes, you're welcome.
Now, let's brush a little bit on neuro-linguistic programming. This phrase is thrown around quite often. So what is it all about in essence?
Well, look, basically, there are three pillars to NLP. So the first pillar is neuro. And neuro refers to the mind and how we organize our mental life. The second pillar is linguistic. It's about language, how we use it, and how it affects us. And the third pillar is programming. It's about our sequences of repetitive behavior and how we act with purpose. So NLP, therefore, is about connection. For our thoughts, our speech, the words we use, and our actions, and that's what connects us to others. Because how we are in the world affects the feedback that we're given. Do you know only 7% of communication are the words we use?
Wow, okay.
Most of it is body language and tone, the tone of the words we use. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know many, many people who say, who find it difficult to get on with others and they feel misunderstood. They say, well, I didn't mean it that way. But the point is they've got to learn to change something in themselves to get a different feedback from others. So the really communication is the feedback. It's the feedback we get from others. So NLP actually helps a person to change that. So the starting point of NLP is curiosity and fascination about ourselves. We can't change others. We can't change the environment. So it's really about how. How do we do what we do? How do we think? How do we learn? How do we get angry? How is it people respond to us? So therefore NLP explores how we think and how we feel. And when we know, we can change that. And there are many NLP change techniques that can be used to help a person to change how they think, how they feel, and how they behave. And most of what we do is unconscious. So it's to help a person bring to consciousness, bring the unconscious to consciousness, and there you've got the facility to change. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are many, many NLP techniques, change techniques. It might be that a person wants to behave in a certain way, in a certain context. They might be able to do it in one context of their life, but they don't know how to do it in others. It can also help them to learn new skills more effectively, to be more motivated. And, you know, you can even cure phobias with NLP. It's all about that wiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very fascinating subject.
Now, Linda, do you teach NLP as well, or do you just offer?
I just practice, yes.
Ah, okay. All right. Now, Linda, if somebody wants to contact you to get involved with the NLP, to learn more, to understand more about hypnotherapy, to come to you for a session, what is the easiest way we can contact you?
First of all, a person might like to go to my website, because there's a lot of information on there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they want to make a booking or they've got questions, you know, they can do that. So I'd say the first step is to go to the website. There is a contact form on there too. So the website is www.lindaclark.co.za.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time today, Linda. I really appreciate it. You've really helped me to understand the essence and importance of hypnotherapy, and I'm actually become more interested in hypnotherapy as well as NLP. Thank you so much, Linda.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Taryn. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about what I do.
Always a pleasure, and I'm pretty sure that this chat that we've had will help enlighten and spread the news to other people as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day, Linda. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.